Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radol. State officials are urging Minnesotans to file for the state's child tax credit. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
So far this year, more than 154,000 tax returns have claimed the credit, covering over 318,000 children across Minnesota. Families are receiving an average payment of more than $2,600. The refundable credit provides up to $1,750 per qualifying child, and families can receive the full amount even if they don't owe state income tax. The state estimates the credit could reduce child poverty in Minnesota by up to one-third. Brent Palm, MNN.
The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is investigating a fatal shooting Wednesday night by a Rochester police officer. It happened around 9:30 when authorities responded to a domestic-related call involving a man experiencing a mental health crisis. Investigators say during the struggle, the man grabbed an officer's firearm and was shot by another officer. Paramedics treated the man at the scene, but he died at the hospital. The man who died has not been identified. Not everyone in the Minnesota Senate is backing a bill that would legalize sports betting in the state. Senator John Marty of Roseville says the measure, authored by Senator Nick Frentz of North Mankato, doesn't do enough to prevent problem gambling.
But the safeguards they put in it, what they call safeguards, I would argue, those are the ones the industry found were just fine. So safeguards aren't significant. And yes, he does have bipartisan support. And I can guarantee you there is strong bipartisan opposition as well.
Marty also says the bill only allocates 4% of sports betting revenues to treatment centers. And a report shows that Minnesota is losing about 100 veterans a year to suicide. In other headlines, it looks like winter is giving us the cold shoulder again. Two different snow systems are expected to move through Minnesota starting today and into the weekend. MnDOT's Ann Meyer.
Our crews will be busy at work. We want you to give them plenty of room to do their job safely. So that means staying back at least 10 car lengths. If you can safely get around them, do so, but that's really challenging in some conditions. Do your parts to keep safe, and everybody will get through this latest round of snow.
Before heading out, Meyer encourages you to check out the latest road conditions at 511mn.org or by calling 511. A New York Mills home sustained damage early this morning after a fire broke out in an attached garage. Fire crews arrived to find the garage fully engulfed with flames spreading into the home. The garage is considered a total loss. No injuries were reported. The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating. This is MNN.